Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Brown steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Berry steals second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Buford reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. Berry scores. Horlan moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Wagner moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Cater moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver has Cater trapped. There's the throw to Sims and over to Alvis, who tags Cater for the out. Hansen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horlan bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horlan for the out. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Whitfield moves to third. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Joe Horlin. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Martin reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. Berry moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Lee Stang now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Berry scores. Martin moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Lee Stang. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Luplau moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Cater reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry is walked intentionally. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Berry moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salmon bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ward out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Gary Bell. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to third. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Hansen scores. Berry moves to third. It's 10-5, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Martin moves to third. It's 11-5, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.